WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal funding across most agencies now up in the air after President Trump ordered a temporary freeze. The White House's Office of Management and Budget now conducting a review. Democrats say the money has already been allocated.
They have until 5 o'clock today to comply with this and then have to report back by February 10th. But because of how sweeping those executive actions are, it's really not clear what comes under this memo from OMB. And the order is not specific, but it does cite foreign aid, NGOs that do work with foreign aid, diversity, equity, inclusion, and the Green New Deal.
ABC's Karen Travers. 29 people now confirmed dead following historic wildfires in Los Angeles County this month, the latest a victim of the Palisades fire. Tech stocks recovering from yesterday's drop due to the launch of a Chinese AI chatbot, DeepSeek, that offers cheaper AI models compared to U.S. models. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A Kenosha teen who brought fake guns to an elementary school last fall has been sentenced. We get more from Ted Allen.
Monday, a Kenosha County judge ordered the 14-year-old to be held under court jurisdiction for 1 year and placed in a long-term detention facility in Racine County. The teen was charged with making terroristic threats after he entered Roosevelt Elementary School last November carrying a duffel bag full of what Kenosha police later learned to be airsoft replica guns. The boy's attorney previously withdrew a plea of not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect following the results of a mental evaluation.
A former UW lacrosse chancellor is suing to get his teaching job back. Joe Gao was fired as chancellor in 2023 after the university learned that he and his wife made online pornographic videos. The lawsuit argues that Gao's free speech rights were violated when Regents also terminated his professorship this past September. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Windy and warm today, with mostly sunny skies, winds will whip up to 40 miles per hour, shoving our high temperatures to near 50 degrees. Overnight, winds switch to out of the northwest, becoming blustery and cooling us down just a touch tomorrow. Need a new bathroom? Don't miss out on free premium upgrades from BCI Bath & Shower. 1-800-329-4115. Right now, it's 38. 99.7
style. We kiss altogether wrong, no intention. We lie about each other's strengths. We live without each other thinking what anyone would do without me and you. It's like I we
So I am a big cruise fanatic. I love going on cruises for vacation time. And I did realize that they do these specialty cruises with like different bands and different genres and different decades of music. Pat Benatar, kind of a regular on some of those 80s and 90s cruises, I guess.
We are young. Hearted to heart. We stand. No promises. No demands. Love is a battle.
Feeding on your hungry eyes. I bet you're not so civilized. There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me. Head down. But there's no proof. In the paper today, tales of war and waste, but you turn right over to the TV page. And I
FM Sports.
The Bucks look to make it back-to-back road wins out west when they take on the Portland Trail Blazers in Portland. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bucks knocked off Utah 125-110 last night. Giannis and Damian Lillard each had 35 in the win. Miami Heat suspending forward Jimmy Butler for the third time this month. The Heat said they are suspending Butler indefinitely for a continued pattern of disregard of team rules, engaging in conduct detrimental to the team, and intentionally withholding services. Butler walked out of practice on Monday after he learned he wouldn't start in the team's next game. Marquette Golden Eagles back in action in the Big East tonight. They're in Indianapolis to take on the Butler Bulldogs. Tickets for Super Bowl 59 cheaper than last year's big game, but they're still some of the most expensive in Super Bowl history. This year we'll see the Eagles face the Chiefs in New Orleans. The average ticket price, $8,000. Cheapest ticket at the moment, $5,700. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network. 99.7 Mix FM.
inside your head, you think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys and West End girls. In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys and West End girls.
You get it, if so, how often would you choose a hard or soft option?
In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys and West End girls. In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys and West End girls.
West End girls. West End.
Making our way through the lunch hour, 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM with INXS.
Sleep, baby, sleep. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? And next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
She's a juvenile scam, never was a quitter. Tasting like a raindrop, she's got the look. And she goes,
Roxette is on 99.7 Max FM, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more with Jay Roberts on this January 28th, a day that for many of us we will never forget. If you're old enough to remember, it was 39 years ago today that the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded 73 seconds after liftoff from Cape Canaveral. All seven crew members on board the Space Shuttle Challenger were killed in that disaster. And I remember it because a lot of kids were watching that liftoff because there was a teacher, an elementary teacher, Krista McAuliffe, was a member of the crew. And she was being brought up there as part of a special space program where they're going to send a teacher to space. And there was a big deal surrounding that. And I remember it because they brought a TV into our classroom so we could all watch it together. And I wasn't feeling well that day. I ended up going home from school. I lived right across the street from the school. So I walked out of the school, walked into my living room at home, turned it on to watch it, and witnessed the disaster unfold. So it's a day that I'll never forget. Again, 39 years ago. It doesn't seem like it's been that long. January 28th, 1986.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25, your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events with your Max FM community calendar. It's time again for the Baraboo Cocoa Crawl. It's going to be happening on Saturday, February 1st from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. There'll be over a dozen amazing stops to try all kinds of creative cocoa concoctions located all over downtown Baraboo. Many locations will have some great treats to go along with their cocoa creations. Be sure to go to Becca Cates and get your tickets while they last. Tickets are $5 and kids 3 and under are free. This is a fundraiser for the Friends of Baraboo Parks. Bring your own mug or purchase the official Cocoa Crawl mug at Becca Cates while supplies last. Again, this all goes down on Saturday, February 1st from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. in downtown Baraboo. And it's time for the 25th annual Fish Family Steak Feed and 9-Pin Bowling Tournament at Brewster's Lanes in Reedsburg. This event takes place from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. Shift 1 will start bowling at 2 p.m. It's a $20 entry fee. There's bowling prizes, plus the steak feed will be served from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. Tickets for the steak feed are $14 in advance or $16 at the door. And then you don't want to miss the legendary silent auction, plus wheelbarrow and meat raffles. All proceeds support the fight against cancer and programs that provide assistance to those fighting cancer, including the UW Carbone Cancer Center. Last year alone, this event brought over $30,000, and since its inception, has raised over $500,000. Again, this will be at Brewster's Lanes on Saturday, February 1st from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m.
It's time to think warm thoughts and buy your tickets to the Mount Horeb Country Music Fair happening on July 26th at Grundahl Park, 11 a.m. to midnight. Three stages of nonstop music showcasing many Wisconsin artists such as Dan Lapine and Bree Morgan, plus national country music artists Ashes and Arrows, Hannah Dasher, Jake Hoot, Wayland, and more. Help raise money for the Mount Horeb Community Foundation and Madison Reading Project. Strike early and get your lower price tickets now at mhcmf.com. See y'all at the fair.
Ugh, I've just been feeling so sluggish lately.
You should try the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge.
The Metamucil 2-Week Challenge?
Yeah, Metamucil 4-in-1 Fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Start your daily routine now, and in 2 weeks, you could be feeling great. Well, it's been 2 weeks. How you feeling?
Lighter and feeling great.
If you want to feel lighter by promoting digestive health, sign up to take the 2-week challenge at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Windy and warm today. With mostly sunny skies, winds will whip up to 40 miles per hour, shoving our high temperatures to near 50 degrees. Overnight, winds switch to out of the northwest, becoming blustery and cooling us down just a touch tomorrow. Need a new bathroom? Don't miss out on free premium upgrades from BCI Bath and Shower. 1-800-329-4115. It's 43 degrees at our studios.
99.7
back, sunglasses on.
Just 15 days from today, pitchers and catchers reported to spring training. Baseball 2025 will begin. Can't wait for that. Jay Roberts on Max FM, Cyndi Lauper now.
Seven. Max FM.
Please, please tell me now. Please, please tell me now. Please, please tell me now. Please, please tell me now.
There's a dream that's
Lionel Richie is on 99.7 Max FM as we find ourselves, not surprisingly, in another 50-minute music hour. Jay Roberts ahead of 1 o'clock. Here's Toto.